Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. About 5 years ago, I was told by my doctor that I had type 2 diabetes. My A1C, which is a measurement of how much glucose is stuck to your red blood cells, was a 7.9%, which means that, yeah, you have diabetes of the second type. The type 1 diabetes is what happens when you don't produce enough insulin for your system, and the type 2 diabetes is what happens when your body's producing, well, a lot of it, because you're eating a lot of sugar. More of it is it's that you actually do all kinds of funny things like pee glucose, it causes all kinds of damage to all kinds of organs in your body. And if you let it progress, it does get progressively worse. But if you take the right actions, like I've done, then you can actually reverse it. So I got a note from my doctor. I'd been going to the doctor pretty regularly, and I've definitely been improving my blood glucose numbers and my A1C and my weight and everything. This whole journey was really about reversing that. I mean, I started intermittent fasting and later moved on to eating a no sugar, no grains lifestyle, primarily to reverse type 2 diabetes. The fact that I'm losing weight has been a nice side effect and definitely something I'm tracking along with continuing to track my blood glucose and everything. But when I went in for my last doctor's appointment, my doctor told me that, we need to do one more A1C test. Now I had already gone off all of my medication because my blood sugar was actually getting too low. And so I asked the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you can stop taking it. And so, we'll test your A1C, and if it's been 3 months and your A1C is still normal, then, we'll consider your diabetes resolved. Earlier this week, I went and got my blood draw, and I got a message from my doctor a day later saying, hey, congratulations, your diabetes is resolved, with an A1C of 5.3, which, and it could definitely be better. It really should probably be a little bit below 5 in the grand scheme of things, but considering where it was, it took me a little bit just to figure out how to actually get there, because, I mean, my A1C did come down at one point, but then I did not have a good control of my diet and everything, and so it eventually went back up, and I'm like, okay, this is not working. And so this is where I came through with fasting, reading Dr. Jason Fung's The Obesity Code, and later the diabetes code, and then eventually discovering Vinnie Tortorich and no sugar, no grains. So, I suspect there are other ways to reverse diabetes. I mean, if once you understand how type 2 diabetes works, it seems really obvious what you need to do, right? Is, stop eating sugar or things that can easily turn into sugar in your body. Your liver's a meritocracy. It doesn't really care where the sugar comes from. But if you stop ingesting sugar, then and you also just maybe go through periods of time where you're not eating, it actually becomes, the body will correct itself. Whether you decide to go, eat mostly plants or mostly animals, or some variation of the two, that's fine. But it's something. Type 2 diabetes is something that can be reversed through diet if you take the right steps. Now, some people may not want to do that, and if they say, oh, I can't, I've got to eat, be able to eat my bread, or I got to eat my pasta, or whatever. Just think about if that were you were talking about drugs. So take that same statement and replace the word pasta or bread with cocaine or heroin or some other sort of addictive drug, and you sound like a drug addict. So you really got to be honest with yourself and realize that, that sounds like addiction, and you kind of have to treat it the same way. And that's going cold turkey. I mean, that's what you end up having to do. And eventually you stop wanting that stuff. I did have an instance recently where I smelled Oreos, and I haven't smelled Oreos in a long time. I'm talking about the Oreo cookies. they are as addictive as cocaine for sure. The smell, I'm like, oh yeah, that that has a there's a certain that certain smell has a lot of memories associated with it, and yeah, and I'm and yeah, and I said, well, it's and I was even offered one. I'm saying no, I don't want to eat it because I'm pretty sure that if I have one, I can't just have one. So. You know, and that's what happens when you, when, you know, when you're, you know, it's like, if you're an alcoholic, right? You you know, part of being an alcoholic, you know, recovering from alcoholism is not having alcohol. And so, because you don't have a, you know, you don't have a healthy relationship with it. And so you, your best bet is abstinence. And so that's, yeah. And I, you know, and I smelled those Oreos. I mean, I had that second, like, oh, I could eat an entire bag of Oreos, but I also knew that that was that's not going to lead to good things. So I, you know, I just like, okay, I'm not going there. So yeah, and I think that you, everybody has different triggers. I mean, there's other, I think Doritos is the other thing that I put, you know, I put, I, if I have any Doritos, then, you know, I'm done basically. So yeah, I try to avoid those, but anyway, the point of this is that yes, you, you that if you are given a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, that it is possible to reverse it, and it, it's, you know, there, and there's a certain point with it that you can reverse it, and it's and you won't suffer any damage. But you know, if you start suffering renal failure, or you know, you actually, when it, you know, you can have your feet can actually be you know, your feet can actually be cut off, or you can have things cut off because of the, you know, the issues with it with diabetes. And that's just something that happens. And yeah, and that's kind of, you know, you don't want to get to that point. You can, you know, short of that, you can pretty much recover, you know, you can, you know, reverse a lot of, you know, at least some of the damage, but not obviously once you get to that point, it's you're kind of, and you're cutting off limbs and you're kind of done. But you know, you can get better, and it, you know, you can start feeling better in a matter of, you know, days or weeks in some cases. Now, if you are taking lots of medication, of course, you know, you should talk to a doctor, and, you know, but if you do make this massive dietary change, and you need to be monitoring yourself very closely to make sure that you don't, you know, that your blood sugars don't get too low, because there's a, because if you're taking a lot of medication for diabetes, then yeah, you're going to have a, you have, that's something you have to be very careful about, because you don't want your blood sugar to get too low. And that was something that, yeah, I mean, I knew that anytime I started making any dietary changes that, you know, I actually upped my monitoring of my blood glucose when I started making dietary changes, because I wanted to make sure that, if I was having some certain kinds of food, that I definitely need to make sure that I know what it's doing to my blood sugar. And sometimes, by the way, your blood sugar can go up for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with what you eat. Stress is a big deal as well. You know, making sure you get enough sleep is a big deal. These are exercise helps your body as well, right? As far as those things, so I try to be careful about all of those things in my life, and you know, and that's it's, but diet is the biggest lever you can pull to improve your type 2 diabetes, and I certainly did that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.